Morning Minute is a daily newsletter written by Tyler Warner. The analysis and opinions expressed are his own and do not necessarily reflect those of Decrypt. GM, today's top news. Crypto majors close massive week up 20-30%. BTC at $78.5K. 10 alts gain 50% or more on the week, spanning memes, DeFi, and perps. ETH/BTC prints fresh golden cross. ZEC jumps 65% on week ahead of Grayscale Spot ETF incoming. Robinhood chain tokens post major rebound after Vlad Tenev podcast. Classical Strategy is back in the green on Bitcoin for the first time since July. Strategy holds 840,447 Bitcoin bought at an average price of $75,385, a position that spent most of the summer deep underwater. Bitcoin's five-day run past $78,000 pushed the company back in the green. At $78,400, the stack is worth about $65.89 billion against $63.36 billion paid, an unrealized gain near $2.53 billion, or 4%. That's a swing of roughly $15.5 billion in 6 weeks. In July, with Bitcoin near $58,000, the position was about $13 billion in the red. MSDR closed Friday at $119.25, up 27.4% on the month and its highest level in 2 months, though still 67% below its 52-week high of $365.21. Of course, this reversal comes after Saylor did what he said he wouldn't. Michael Saylor spent years telling anyone who would listen that Strategy would never sell Bitcoin. Since May, the company has sold 6,948 BTC for about $432.5 million, including 1,690 BTC for $109 million during the week ending August 9, with proceeds going to buy back SDRC, its variable rate preferred stock. The week after that, Strategy left Bitcoin alone and raised $334 million selling MSDR shares instead, using the money for preferred dividends, more SDRC buybacks, and a dollar reserve that now sits at $6.7 billion after another week of major fundraising. Through the entire stretch when Bitcoin traded in the low to mid 60,000s, well below the company's own cost basis, Strategy was a net seller of Bitcoin and a net seller of its own stock. It did not buy the dip. So it wasn't Saylor who bottomed Bitcoin. It was likely Scott Bessent who kicked off yield curve control last week, leading to a flood of capital into the Bitcoin ETFs. Saylor's just riding the wave along with the rest of us. With that said, he does have $6.7 billion in cash on hand, and SDRC is closing in on that $100 level, $95.60 this morning. We will find out soon if he started buying again and or when he plans to. But at this point, it's pretty clear that Bitcoin doesn't need his buy pressure. Globe showing America's macro, crypto, and markets. Crypto majors are very green as Bitcoin closed its biggest weekly candle of all time. BTC plus 23% at $78.9K, weekly percent gain. ETH plus 31% at $2,500. SOL plus 26% at $96, HYPE plus 34% at $80.66, new ATH. Top alt movers on the week include ENA plus 93%, TRUMP plus 79%, PUMP plus 73%, and ZEC plus 65%. Oil minus 2% at $85.20, Gold plus 2% at $4,710. Stock futures are green, Dow plus 1%, Nasdaq plus 0.4%. ETH/BTC printed a fresh golden cross during this rally. The last time it happened, ETH made a new ATH within months. Zcash jumped 48% past $800 to its highest level since January 2018, as Grayscale filed a Fourth Amendment to convert its Zcash trust into a spot ETF under the ticker ZCSH. Ledger patched a vulnerability in certain clear signing flows of its Ethereum app 2 weeks ago, with CTO Charles Guillemette saying users on current firmware are protected. ColdCard shipped new firmware after a randomness flaw let attackers drain over $114 million. With an AI-assisted audit turning up further bugs in transaction approval, USB handling, and firmware validation. The Crypto Council for Innovation and Blockchain Association sued Illinois over its 0.2% digital asset tax, arguing it violates the U.S. Constitution, the Illinois Constitution, and the Internet Tax Freedom Act. Bitmart is weighing a partial restart and creditor payouts less than 4 weeks after announcing a full shutdown, with White and AMP. Case hired and a roadmap due September 9. Crypto card spending tripled to $1.04 billion in July, with dollar stablecoins funding 70% of more than 10M transactions and the average purchase rising to $86. Stablecoin neobank Facet raised $68 million, led by Japan's SBI Group, at a $1 billion valuation, bringing its total funding this year to $119 million. Corporate Treasuries and AMP ETFs. The Bitcoin ETFs saw $307 million in net inflows on Friday, capping a $1.92 billion week. The ETH ETFs saw $184 million in inflows on Friday and $693 million for the week. Meme coin tracker. Meme leaders were mixed but closed a very green week. Doge plus 31%, SHIB plus 24%, PEPE plus 57%, PENGU plus 61%, Trump plus 79%, Bonk plus 38%. Robinhood chain saw major rebounds after a podcast with Vlad Tenev commenting on the ecosystem circulated. Cashkep plus 34%, Pons plus 75%, AI plus 50%, and Stonkbroker plus 33%. Solana leaders included CyberLeak plus 10x, Catalorian plus 20x, Dopamine plus 14x, and CC plus 100%. Ansem minus 7% to $255 million. Moneybag token, airdrop in AMP, protocol tracker. Solana validators began voting on three proposals, including a network constitution and doubling the disinflation rate to 30%, with results due Thursday around 15:30 UTC. Pump Fund did $12.09 million in revenue last week, its highest since January, Pump plus 73% on the week. Kalshi is now blocked in Washington, Michigan, and Nevada as CFTC Chair Michael Selig moves to write event contract rules and add consumer protection requirements. Delivery truck, what is happening in NFTs? NFT leaders were mostly green. Punks minus 2% at 32 ETH, BAYC plus 3% at 8.23 ETH, Pudgy plus 8% at 4.34 ETH, Stonkbrokers plus 20% to 5.4 ETH, Stackers plus 50%, Cash Cats plus 37%, and Quatrons plus 13% led top movers. FWA's drops page went live ahead of the first mint FWAIR PFPs, coming today at 12 p.m. ET.